Who's ready for some football? It's coming to town. It's NFL draft town. Now, I remember it happened last year in this very city.
Yeah.
And we looked over at Pioneer Court and saw those giant football helmets that were really cool.
We tried them on. We got yelled at by security. Said those aren't for you and everything.
Mine was a little big. Right. I don't know
mine
about
yours. Mine
fit
perfectly.
They're giant.
Yeah, mine fit well.
In the studio with us right now is Chicago Sports Commission Executive Director Kara Bachman. Hi, Kara. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
We loved those big helmets. Where are they? They're not here.
I know. They were very popular and so popular that the NFL wanted to incorporate them into the center of it all. So those 32 team helmets are all down in Drafttown in Grant Park.
Oh, they are. Okay. Why can't Drafttown be all year round? Why can it? I would like Drafttown to start and end with the calendar year. Why can't that be?
I love that idea.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I think, yeah. I mean, let's
do that.
Why not?
Somebody has to. It should be our city.
Yes, of course.
You did this last year and it was a huge hit. So now we have this the second year in a row. What are the differences between this year's Drafttown and last year's Drafttown?
Yeah, having last year under the belt, we analyzed that and said, how can we make it bigger and better? Mm-hmm. What can we do? You know, what were some of the real highlights and how do we highlight those even more and give more of that to fans?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the main differences that I think is cool is the redesign. So it's in the same space, slightly bigger. It's about 20 football fields for a size comparison.
Wow.
And Selection Square, which was really popular, kind of the outdoor theater that you saw last year, the back of it was against Michigan Avenue. That is, it's kind of flipped. So that is now on the east side of Buckingham Fountain. So better sight lines, you know, fans were all crowded in front of Selection Square last year. Now we're opening that space up, driving people to Buckingham Fountain, giving everybody a great, you know, feel of Chicago.
What a great view.
Beautiful.
Seriously.
Shouldn't Buckingham Fountain run the colors of whatever team is making that selection? Wouldn't that be a nice tie-in?
Well, yes. I mean, I think we could dye the water, I guess, but we lit it last year with the colors and are going to do that again this year. So
did they do it in the colors of the teams last year?
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah.
I thought I was messing around, but they're really doing that.
That was not Photoshop. That was for real.
Oh, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Good.
All right. Now, Drafttown's happening in Grant Park. It's Grant Park and Congress Plaza east of Michigan Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And it kicks off this coming Thursday, correct?
That's right. And that's another thing that's new with this year is the time. There was great demand last year. We had a lot of people going through the park, so extended the hours. So Thursday and Friday is noon to 10 p.m. And then on Saturday, it's 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
I'm sure this is a silly question for some, but other people will want to know this. Is there an admission price or you just show up? Is there any kind of charge involved?
No, it is free. It's free for everybody, all ages. You know, of course, there's. You can go to NFL.com/Drafttown. Make sure you check out the FAQs. You know, of course, we're keeping everyone who's attending safe and, you know, magnetometers at the entrance. Just make sure everybody going through isn't. Is going to be safe, so just check out so you don't, you know, bring something that sets those off.
All right.
And so this is a family fun event,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
I did not go last year.
What?
I don't even know what to expect.
Come on. You're coming this year, aren't you?
I would like to come.
Yes.
But what will I see? What will I find? Are there clinics? Are there cheerleaders?
Yes, there's all of that. So across the 3 days, there will be clinics in particular at Grove 5 in Grant Park. And so NFL Play 60 and NFL Flag. There are a ton of public clinics, so it's first come, first serve, but lots of opportunities for kids to learn from coaches, from prospects, test your skills with the 40-yard dash and the vertical jump, see if maybe one day you'll make it to the NFL, you know?
Oh, I think it's too late for me.
Don't say that. It's never too late.
Yeah, I mean, there's tons. And then, yeah, you mentioned that there's cheerleaders. There's going to be autograph sessions. There's going to be chalk talks. You know, Von Miller is going to be doing a chalk talk, Richard Dent, Mike Ditka.
Otis Wilson I saw up here.
Yeah, and there'll be more to come. I'm sure that they're having about, let's see, I think now we're up to over 65 legends who will be in town and have a role in Drafttown, whether it's with the red carpet.
Yeah.
Prospects walk the red carpet on Thursday. Legends will be part of the red carpet on Friday. And then on Saturday, fans actually get an opportunity to get on the red carpet and act, you know, like they're about to walk in and get drafted. So,
oh, that's cool.
There's also, when you talk families, obviously tons of food and beverage. And then this year, a new addition also is an NFL-themed Ferris wheel. So, you know, Navy Pier is under construction.
Good planning.
Yeah, we've
got
that.
What does that mean, an NFL-themed Ferris wheel? Each car is a different team? Yeah. Is that what that is?
Yeah. Bingo.
Wow.
Yes.
That's
so
excellent.
Only get in the Bears car.
What do you think the Bears are going to do this year? Are you excited about it? It's we're reeling from a bad year, and we're hoping they're going to turn it around.
Yeah.
no comments.
Yes.
Kara Bachman.
You have to be very diplomatic here, Kara. Good luck.
Well, it's all we have, though. I mean, we're fans.
Yeah. I think it's going to be great. We have a lot of opportunity. There's a ton of, you know, guys coming in excited to obviously, you know, get their chance to play in the NFL. I mean, I think a lot of people are leaning towards we're going to make some, you know, picks, high picks with defense
yeah.
and players. I think that's a good strategy. We'll only know come Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But I think we have 9 picks maybe at
yeah.
this point. So.
But they're notorious for wasting their draft picks. Last year they drafted a puppy in the first round and salami in the second round. That's
Stop
not going to win
it.
The Super Bowl.
We have a new coach.
All right.
Lose your bitterness, Lef,
right.
will you?
I just want to see him win.
NFL Museum. Is there a museum
yep.
that's going to be there
yes.
at Drafttown?
Vince Lombardi Trophy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
all
impressive.
50 Super Bowl rings and a lot of other what they have at NFL Experience during Super Bowl, which
yeah.
actually is a ticketed event, you know, at Super Bowl. And now we get to offer it to Chicagoans and visitors for free. So I'm excited about that. I like
That's
that.
That's excellent.
There's NFL Virtual Reality.
Yep.
What
Wilson,
is that?
That
what
I think that's
there?
I think there's a couple of different things with the virtual reality, but I saw it at Super Bowl and, you know, whether it's on the field plays.
Like you're playing.
Yeah, through Verizon has this technology.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's very
there's
nice.
The Wilson Football Factory. See how
mm-hmm.
official NFL game balls are individually produced.
Yep.
And Bill, this is something for you. Hall of Famous. Get your own bronze bust digitized at the Pro Football Hall of Fame exhibit.
Oh, that's fun.
You can be Bill Lef, Heisman Trophy winner.
I went to the Tom Brady tire deflator last year where you drive your car up and they deflate the tires. I thought that was fun. I love that.
It's not too late. We could add a few more elements here. But, there's... I don't know if they have that one this year.
No, this year it's been canceled. You know what, though? Several friends of mine went, and they said just from walking around, they ran into so many, you know, football greats from the past and guys that were up and coming, and that's just a good time to walk around and see somebody you didn't expect to see from the game. That's fun.
Yeah, and there's so two network stages again, NFL Network and ESPN will be on the fountain table, and there's some kind of ancillary stages where the autographs
yeah.
and chalk talks and things like that will be happening. But from some of the top, you know, football analysts,
right.
they'll be on site there. Last year, that was so popular. People were just crowded around NFL Network's
sure.
Their stage, and same with ESPN, and you're, you know, watching Chris Berman and Rich Eisen, and
yeah.
you got all these guys, you know, right there in front of you, you know, almost an arm's length away. And
the excitement of, you know, each team making that pick, it's electric in there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's excellent. That's great.
So here's the dumbest question you're ever going to get, Kara Bachman, Chicago Sports Commission Executive Director. So when does the draft happen? How does it go through that whole Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Yeah, so the round one starts Thursday, and that is taking place in Auditorium Theater, but it's still connected with Selection Square. So
mm-hmm.
the activities, you know, the commissioner will kick off, you're on the clock to the Rams.
That's mm-hmm. pretty exciting. If you're really into your team,
mm-hmm. yep.
that's pretty exciting to act like you're a part of it, sort
yeah.
of.
Well, 100%. This is a fan event, and, you know, it's great that we love the Bears, but welcome all of you
yeah.
know, their friends from across the league.
Were you surprised last year, though, because I just assumed it's in Chicago, there's going to be mostly Bears fans and
right.
a trickling of fans from other teams, but there were fans from every team. I mean, everybody was well represented last year.
Yeah, and you could see it, right? When
yeah.
just walking around and everyone wears their jersey and everybody is out there celebrating and getting excited about, you know, what does this mean for next season? I can't say we were surprised. I mean, that's what we were hoping for.
Right.
You know, from the onset of this, we always talk to the NFL about there are direct flights from every single NFL market to Chicago. You know, we are
and Green Bay has an airport. Do they have an airport in Green Bay?
It's made out of cheese.
The cheese
port?
Yeah,
I don't know. They might opt to drive, but you know, whether it's driving or flights, we could really welcome all fans from the NFL, and it's great. I mean, it's fun. It was fun rivalry. You know, people are all excited about, hey, what's going to happen with my team next year based on who we're adding to the roster. So it was just great energy, good vibes, family oriented, fun. And we're hoping for that again this year.
Well, I think you're going to get it. As you heard Bill and I mention, we had friends that went and really had a great time.
Good.
So
I'm happy to hear that.
I just want to throw this in really quickly, too. Plenty of places to buy jerseys, hats, any paraphernalia with your team's logo. That's everywhere, right?
And in particular, we actually have a pop-up store that's on Michigan Avenue. And it is, Michigan and Van Buren, maybe.
But you'll be able to see it and get to it quickly from Drafttown.
Yes, and there's the NFL shop inside Drafttown. But so if, you know, you want to get your gear prior to entering, you can do that at the NFL pop-up store also. And they have every team.
Yeah.
Really cool stuff from every team in the league.
Good.
Because people are coming from all around the country to come to the second annual NFL Drafttown. And it's happening starting Thursday, 12 p.m. Noon it opens.
That's right.
So people are going to be leaving work on Thursday and going to Drafttown.
I sure hope so. And then so the first pick is made at 7 p.m. to answer your question before. So it will be linked, you know, Selection Square, the outdoor portion of the theater in combination with Roosevelt's inside. But the first pick, Rams go on the clock at 7.
I think do the Bears have the 10th pick overall? Does that sound
11.
Right? 11th pick, yeah. All right.
She's Kara Bachman, and she's Chicago Sports Commission Executive Director. Good luck. Continued success with this NFL Drafttown.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And to find out the whole schedule, you can go to choosechicago.com/2016 NFL Draft, and there's a whole schedule of who's going to be there.
Yeah.
I wonder if Bodie McBoatface will be there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys will be there, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
One of those days, I'm going to go out there. Weather's
supposed
to be
good.
We
hope to get drafted this year. We were very disappointed last year, Kara, that neither of us got drafted.
Yeah, I've heard some scouts throwing their names around.
Yeah.
Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. Why don't the Bears just say,
curl
Wendy,
up in
you
a fetal position and take a nap?
We've tried it in the past. We haven't had success. Wendy, you pick this year. We've tried picking. It hasn't done well for us. You pick this year. Wouldn't that be nice?
Can I just tell you that I spend my whole life and every hour of every day trying not to get on your bad side?
Mm.
Don't you forgive? I know you like the Dolphins. The Dolphins were a great team, in the 70s?
Yeah.
Okay, it's 2016.
Right.
We live in Chicago.
Right. Right.
Don't you feel like a curmudgeon?
No. I feel like somebody at the Bears needs to wise up and figure out how to win. They don't have anybody doing that right now. It's as frustrating can be. They make lousy picks every year. They make terrible trades. They get rid of players that are good. They keep players that are bad. Cutler, I'm looking at you. Somebody needs to figure that team out because they're not doing it.
And you think you could give them some tips?
No, not me. But get some. There are football minds that do this for a living. Look at other cities. They're just a pathetic football team. They're hideous to watch. They need to turn that around.
Kevin, he's got hate in him.
Always.
It doesn't frustrate you sitting there week after week after week
watching
a team that just doesn't know how to win?
What am I supposed to do? Become a Packer fan? That cannot happen.
Oh, come on. Join my side.
No.
Boo.
Kim, I'm giving them one more year, and then I'm on Kim's team.
Come on. I've got a cheese
one
head
more
just
year.
Waiting for you.
I'll take it.
Bill, you make that move, you're never welcome back.
I'll take it. That's all right. It's
when Kevin
so much,
and I are driving the bandwagon, we will run over you.
Is it or isn't it more fun to win than lose?
Duh, Bill.
Well, why would anybody sit there for 16 weeks and watch the same team lose over and over and over again? At some point, you just got to go, this team doesn't want to win.
Any given Sunday, Bill.
I think they want to win.
They don't know how to win. That's worse. They have no idea how to win.
Bill, all teams go through slumps.
It's true.
But this slump
has been
going
a long one.
Look at the Cubs.
The Cubs have been in a slump, too. Why do you,
right, 100 years.
Why
Bill?
Do you keep watching those games?
Well, now they're winning
now,
like crazy.
Okay,
I know, but I live now. I don't live in the past or the future. I live currently. Who was the one who said after 1 week last year, don't waste your time on this team?
I don't don't care about the Bears. I never really even cared about the Bears because I don't watch football. But you are a Chicago born and bred football lover.
That's why it frustrates me. If I was from somewhere else, I'd go, well, I live somewhere else. I've got something else to do. But on a Sunday, when you want to watch a team, a professional football team, not a peewee team like the Bears have become, that's frustrating. You listen to our friends. Do you or do you not love Ed Obradovich?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He gets more nuts than I do.
But he still watches.
He watches because that's his it's his legacy. He was a member of the Bears.
My husband makes me watch. And Kevin, you said you're proud of Jim for making me watch because yeah. Every Sunday it's like, make some chili
that's
or
like
appetizer.
The Marquis de Sade. Let's get punished for 3 hours on a Sunday afternoon.
You've watched Cubs games for years when they haven't won. They've turned it around. Who's to say that the Bears aren't going to turn it around this year?
I want them to turn it around.
Well, then let rid of that negative energy.
I'm hoping they turn it around.
You're putting the negative energy, the negative juju out into the atmosphere, into the universe. It's going to come back and bite us all in the ass.
They're the most brutal team in professional sports to watch.
That's not true.
They are.
No, it's not true.
Because the potential is there. They've got the potential. They just don't know what to do with it.
We could be the Browns.
I'm serious. One more year with the Bears, I'll go to the Browns. I'll go to the Packers.
Then you have to move.
I'm not moving.
We can get an ISD online.
I'm not moving.
Someone says you're a hypocrite because you were watching the Cubs games for 100 years, even though they haven't won anything.
Right. I'll accept that. I'll take that.
Somebody thinks you should go to Hallis Hall and spew your rhetoric.
If I knew how to
if
I knew how to get them to listen to me spew my rhetoric at Hallis Hall, I would do just that.
It's called loyalty, Bill.
It is loyalty, but at some point it's just common sense. Jay Cutler is the most frustrating quarterback in the NFL, hands down.
What if he turns it around this year?
Then I will kiss him on Michigan Avenue. I'll give him a smooch right on Michigan Avenue. He's not going to turn anything around. He has no idea how to win. Zero.
Well, it's not all up to him.
Well, it's not all up to him, but somebody needs to show him colors and go, okay, this is the color of the Bears jersey. Throw to guys wearing this color, not that color. That color's the other team. Don't throw to that team. Throw to this color.
He's not that bad.
He's the best Bears quarterback.
On paper. On the field, we need to change things up a little bit.
Statistically.
A lot of bit.
Well, don't we have a new coach? Aren't we roaring to go? Isn't this the change of year?
No, they have the same coach they had last year.
They're going to be better this year.
Well, it was a building process.
Winning record this
year.
Playoff team,
Before that, they had Lovie Smith, who napped.
He was just too nice.
Took a Sunday nap at noon every Sunday.
You dropped the ball? That's okay. It's all about teamwork. If you drop the ball, we all drop the ball.
Ben Carson called him the most laid-back American. What does that tell you?
I don't know. I'm not talking Bears with you because that's all I got. That's all I got.
Doesn't that make you sad, though? Look at Kim, smart enough to realize there's a team not far away that knows to win.
That's her loyalty. Right. Haven't you always been a Packer fan?
Always.
But look at how...
For 30 years, because I'm married to,
But those past 30 years, the Packers have
She's been lucky.
They've had Bart Starr. They've had three amazing quarterbacks. Brett Favre.
Aaron Rodgers,
and I didn't even mention Mikowski. Not great, but
there's a history there.
I know.
Go to the pack.
Just know my invitation's always open.
I may take you up on it.
You
I'm that
not.
Close. I'm
Green
so
and yellow
close.
Look good on you.
I'm so close. All right, we'll take a quick break and then a lot more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.